It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 379. It is Fat Fridays, and Mr. Tommy Jacket is coming in right now.
Hey, guys. All right, so this looks like a pretty whack Fat Fridays. If you're watching, I've literally just there's like some takeaway boxes wrapped in what do you
paper
call
towel.
This? Paper towel. Yeah.
Did you do the paper towel?
I did the paper towel because
it's a time for a Fat Friday
secret
the wheel.
Thing. No, okay. So we haven't told. I need to get myself out of this. Yeah, there we go. We haven't told 3D Dill and Mr. 97 what we're doing today. Any idea, boys?
It smells like chicken.
Yeah. So we're doing fried chicken.
It smells good.
Yeah.
But we thought, sick of this just being sort of the plain old vanilla.
Yeah.
There's no steaks.
Yeah. Well, there's still no steaks.
Chicken. It's chicken.
It's just chicken tenders.
But we thought we would up the interest by the fact that I actually, I've had, this is Bell's Hot Chicken.
Yes.
I've had Bell's Hot Chicken before. I made the mistake once of getting the extra hot.
I think it's called like extra fucking hot.
Yes.
Which it says like, are you sure?
Yeah. It becomes unenjoyable to eat.
So what I did was I wrapped each one of the containers, and that way we don't know what spice level it's at or what heat level it's at.
So there's three at medium or something, or what'd you get three at?
Yeah, I got two at medium. No, sorry, I got two at southern, one at medium, and one at the super fucking hot. So the medium will be like nothing. So can I just say, I really don't want the super hot, fucking hot one.
I don't
mind heat, but I just don't.
It's annoying.
I don't want to be that uncomfortable right now.
And just, I mentioned yesterday that I wanted to do a whole thing on the microscope and I was going to suck out your AirPod. We're going to do that next week because Fat Friday's food, it doesn't seem, and I may have, the admin of having to get a microscope last night. Was
there's a couple of things I want to bring up on today's show that, you know, will be happening next week. But right now, how do we do this? Who,
So I think that as 3D Dill is the guest from the furthest amount away, Canada.
Yes.
Would you like to?
Farthest?
Farthest away.
Furthest.
Not furtherest.
Furthest.
Or
was wrong.
Farthest. It's
furthest.
The furthest.
Furthest.
Yeah. But you said farthest.
I don't know.
Don't Americans say anyway. Let's forget about that. Let's get into this hot chicken. So 3D Dill, you may grab one that will end up being chips because they got chips in there. So whoever does that, they just has to go back and get the next one.
Should we just shake it to figure out?
Because I reckon just take it, open it.
So what are we getting? One each.
One each.
And just one person is just.
Well, if you get the super fucking hot one, that's unlucky. All you get,
and
bro.
You're just
unlucky.
You have to have the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay, I'll pick one.
So, yeah, you pick one.
All right, let's see.
But you just, no fucking around. Just hurry up and get it.
Go 3D Dill. Get it. Something.
Okay, he wants
okay,
the...
Okay, so he takes one down. Okay.
Jenga.
Takes that one down.
Okay.
All right, now...
Perfect.
Okay, all right.
Now...
Can you open it? He's probably got the chips. Has he?
It sounds like chips.
Okay.
It'd be annoying if it's chips.
What is it?
If it's just chips.
I'm going to be pissed.
He's got chips. Sucked in. He's only getting chips. No, you can just bring that in the middle.
Bring that. I reckon that's Josh's, actually.
Just grab another one.
Yeah, grab another one. All right, go Dill.
Okay.
All right. He's
perfect.
He's rearranging. Kind of pissed me
now,
off.
Now, whose turn is it? Do you want me to get it for Mr. 97? Should I?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I'm getting Mr. 97.
I mean, it would probably be easier if I did that, but that's all good.
No, that's fine.
All right. It's definitely not chips that he's been given. Mr. 97, I want you to open it.
Oh, you don't even know till you taste it.
Oh, really?
No, I'm sure it will say something.
What does it say
it
on there?
It'll be a mention.
It's written on there.
Is it?
Where?
So he can't see
it's
him.
Southern. It's southern.
He got southern.
Damn it.
It's one of the babies getting it. Damn it.
I got medium.
Oh, you got medium. Okay. So it's between you and me.
It's between you and me.
I'm sorry.
That's right, so good. Backfired.
Perfect.
That's so annoying. Right,
so it's between you and I. It's between you and I. All right. You pick one. I'll pick one. How about I pick one?
Which one? You want that one? All right. You go that one.
And then we're going to...
All right, hang on.
Okay, ready for the reveal?
No, not yet.
Tommy Jacket has the fucking hot one.
The annoying thing is I was going to take the top one when you said just you pick one.
Really?
Which is annoying.
No, but you didn't. You didn't talk.
Guys, let me tell you a lesson about...
Why don't you just try it and see what it's like?
Yeah. My heart's racing. I was... Oh, my God. It's fucking so red. Oh.
Yeah, it's like translate. It will make you bum bleed.
Oh, no. I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed.
Just try it.
Fuck yes. I mean, it tastes good when you start. And yeah, I mean, most hot things, like, unless they're the liquid sauce. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's kicking in.
It is hot, yeah. Hey.
But it's really flavoursome.
Yeah, it's really good. I think you were lucky,
well,
I think.
Hang on. It's still
when Joe gets further along.
Mm.
But hey, 3D deal.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you have, are you using Bumble or anything like that?
I was on Bumble for about 12 hours and then I got bored of it.
Did you delete the app?
He got too many requests. He's fucking...
Yeah. Too many voiceover requests.
The first
requests.
Four matches I had were all, what did you do to your thumb?
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. Did you delete... I mean, to be fair, a client pointed out the fact that your background photo on your phone is of your thumb. You are leading with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
And so anyway, what I was curious about was what is your bio? What do you say?
It's hot, guys.
I don't even remember what I wrote.
Oh, it's almost you can't stop eating. You know, like hot food, you just got to keep eating. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is, it really hurts when you stop.
Do you want to swap one? Do you want to swap one piece of one of my little bits for your big bits?
I'm happy because I want people to come down with me.
So,
you know, like drug addicts like to do drugs together. It's more fun.
They have a nice piece of chicken. What did you say, 3D deal?
I'm comfortable.
On Bumble?
Yeah. What was your bio?
Touch ID too.
Like my description.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm a Canadian living in Australia.
That
was about it. Like I put more emphasis on the pictures than anything. Let the pictures tell the story.
Fuck.
To be fair,
and it was him in the forest. No, I was thinking, like, what the fuck?
It was three thumb photos. Wow, it is spicy, isn't it? It's the way that it gets you is it's a powder.
Well, yeah, it's like, this is really hard. Now I understand. I mean, that Hot Wings show, like I really like that show. It's you see why all the people get so vulnerable once they're just like sweating. And you just got to say.
I don't
say,
mind it. But
no, you're not.
I'm
there
worried
yet.
That I'm going to start getting hiccups. Hiccups.
Was that real?
Yeah. How can you fake that? Okay.
There.
Well done.
You're faking.
No.
That's how you're faking.
It's, I can feel the hiccups. I think I'm eating too quickly.
See, this is the thing. It's not enjoyable for me. Is there gronks out there that just like love the burn and they're just like, this is.
I do.
This is me. This is like everything I enjoy.
But I haven't had any mayo with it yet.
Yeah.
Like some sort of sauce.
Well, I put it in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't done the, that's what, Hayden Dib, you did say that you bought online one of the 5,000 rating hot sauce from the hot, from what's it called? Hot Ones, the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy the hot sauce, which is pretty cool.
Oh, we're useless now, aren't we? It's hard to, you didn't get drinks.
Yeah, I know I didn't get drinks because we spent how much?
I don't know.
$100?
Okay.
And guys, this is our EVIS party.
Yeah.
End of financial year party, all right?
Yeah, it is. 97, what's been going on?
Do you like it when Josh has nothing to say, he throws to you?
Yeah.
Just to ask, how's the weather, mate?
Yeah, great. No, I was actually looking at what I've got. Do you guys have a piece of bread in there?
Yeah,
we do.
It's a little weird. Why
is there a piece? He's never been to a. This is his first time having fried chicken.
Well, no, I've had fried chicken before, but
where?
It's Wonder White bread.
Yeah, that's like I don't know. You've been to. We've been to the south.
That's how they get all the the shit, and then you eat it at the end. Yeah.
So when he says shit, he means just juice oil
and stuff. Yeah.
Like, and then so mine, like my bread's stained. Right now.
Mm.
And so the bread, you've got no stain.
You're white, it doesn't have anything on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Mate, I've never met someone that buys the crap that you do.
What have I bought?
That book you got.
That was a good book.
It's soft porn, for one.
Mm.
It's like, what is that? What do you call? What is that book?
No, well, it's a photo book, and it's a what?
I'm just pretending I've caught my son who's explaining to me that what his porn magazine is.
No, he's trying not to say it.
No, so I watched a documentary that was all about like it's hot. About wealth and the over sort of like people going crazy and all that sort of thing. Anyway, I bought a book and that was great. But there was one on what's the book called that I bought? Girl Culture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like because I tend to lean towards having an eating disorder or doing that. Like I do things that a lot of my female friends do. Like I think about food the way they do, or okay. I like the same sort of movies. Mm-hmm. And so, I found this Girl Culture book interesting. And so it's like all these photos of like, it's like girls at fat camp. But yes, there is also the...
is it what you thought it would be?
I was hoping for a dust cover. Because I paid a lot for it. Because
you won't be reading it.
No. I got like it was done in 2002, the book, and so you couldn't buy it many places, and so it was like $100.
Jeez.
But I was hoping for it for $100. I was expecting the dust cover.
Right, for $100, you could have got this much fried chicken.
Yeah. anyway, but it's a good. To your point, there is a bunch of like. It's all body image stuff. So there's
since I've quit porn, that's the most I basically watch. Yeah, it's soft porn. When I was in year 10, I think that's when you do work experience. Experience. Do you guys do work experience? Mm. Is that a thing in Canada?
Like, yeah, it's not. You have the option to do it.
Okay, it's.
Did you do it?
I did.
Where'd you go?
I did mine at my elementary school as an art teacher.
So you didn't even leave school?
No, basically.
Fuck, I was trying to get as far away from school as possible. For some reason, I've always liked getting up in the morning early, the smell of the air, you know, it's just fresh, you know, starting your day. So I wanted to do groundskeeping.
Oh, yeah.
At a golf course.
Why was it that a lot of naughty boys did that as their thing? Why?
I don't know. I didn't know that.
Just a kid, Josh, that I went to school with.
He did the groundskeeping.
To jail, but yeah, he was a greenskeeper at one of the golf courses.
As in full-time job?
No, just did it as work experience. I feel like maybe it was it's very hands-on. It's like, oh, it's energizing. And
which is nice. You're in like a...
You get the golf cart.
Get the golf cart. I mean, you're in, like say if you're in a suburb that's full of houses and stuff, and so it's like a parkland, the beautiful wilderness, smack bang in metropolitan Melbourne, right? So... The one we were in, well, it's in Brighton, so there's a bunch of nice houses, but it's a huge course. And so I somehow got it. I think it was through my brother's mate who was a greenskeeper at one of the golf courses, hooked me up. And, I mean, the types of guys, it was all blokes that were working there, just rough as guts, punching darts.
Did they have a uniform?
Yeah, it was like
a ranger? Polo.
Yeah, like a rain jacket, polo.
I said a ranger, like a ranger.
Exactly. Exactly. So they'd probably wear like a long sleeve with a vest.
Yeah.
You know, nice embroidery. Mm-hmm. Probably the RWW boys.
Yeah.
So I went to this and my brother and I still talk about it to this day. What, I was 16 and we used to get into the ute and we'd be driving along and the guy was just punching dart after dart. And he'd just look at me and say, "Smart, Mart." And he'd just pull out a cigarette. And I just smoked because I thought that I was like, all right.
Would you ever, like as an adult, do you think you would ever give someone under the age of 18 alcohol?
I've bought kids under the age of 18 alcohol when I was closer to being 18. So it's something I do, 20.
You did it for your mates?
No, not even my mates. Who? I just remember these young kids were like sniffing around the front of a bottle shop.
And I was like, what's
going on? They're like, oh, buy some. Some woodies, bought them some Woodstocks.
Did you charge some form of commission?
Nah, nah. See, that was always the thing. Hang out the front of a bottle shop, wait till ask somebody, expect the tax that they're going to say, okay, it's $10 fee. I was like, nah, not. It's the Gronk move. I'll be a nice guy. I'll help them out. I know how much it meant to me when I was 14. And so I only did it a couple of times. Would I do it now? No.
Why?
Just because I think I don't need to contribute. They'll work out some other way to do it, right? Yeah. They'll get it somehow. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't drink as a kid. Don't drink to excess. I mean, I drank so much as a kid. Like, I was a kid exploring the substances, you know?
What sort of alcohol would you actually have? Did you just do mixed drinks? Seem like a sort of mixed, UDL kind of guy.
I was bourbon. I used to drink Woodstock bourbon, which
in
is
a can.
A cheap can, yeah. It's cheap and they were tall, 400 mils or 330, no, yeah, 440, like that big style can. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's disgusting. I wouldn't buy it now. But one other thing that these greenkeepers and greenskeepers had in the toilet was a stack of porn magazines this high. It was so gross.
Where can you even... Who's buying porn magazines nowadays?
You got to think who. My brother once saw one of the Melbourne Football Club players that we looked up to. We all got, a family goes for Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah.
But he said he was at a servo and he saw this AFL player just buying a porno.
Where could we actually?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, you could get them.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. Where else?
It's almost an experience.
Milk bar. Like we used to write. So, this is the thing. Like, kids nowadays, the accessibility of pornography is ridiculous. You're seeing it in Twitter. Mm. You're seeing it in Facebook every now and then. You know, so it's like even if they're not trying, they'll still see it, which is a concern. And I don't think it's right, says a guy who fucking doesn't watch porn anymore. But so I should say that. But when we were young, we used to write a note. Mm. This is so funny. This milk bar that was near us, some lovely Chinese, like the whole family. It was one of those stores and they're still around now. They live out the back. You smell the food that they cook. It's lovely. They sell some of their own produce.
For me, living at a milk bar, that would have been just the idea of being able to get some green frogs.
So we used to go there and write handwritten notes and have it signed like it was our parent that said, I give my son permission to buy one pornography magazine.
Bullshit.
We did it for cigarettes.
Jimmy, and it worked?
Conspiracy Jimmy, he did it and he got knocked back. They're like, no. Nah.
Well, you do actually. I feel like I've actually seen that in stores where kids have been sent with like, but it's actually legitimate. Like their mum's been like, Darren.
Yeah.
Get your mum some new ciggies.
Yeah, some holidays. Yeah.
Buy yourself something.
Exactly. That was a time. Mm-hmm. You guys, I mean, it doesn't happen now.
I mean, do you even go? When was the last time Mr. 97 you were at a milk bar?
Oh, years ago. We have one down at the shops near my house, and they used to sell these things called slush puppies.
Oh, yeah.
And they're literally like icy drinks that they fill up with sort of like soft drinks. So you have like blue, red, orange. Mm. You all mix them together.
Is it dip?
That's about as wild as Mr. 97 in his childhood.
I'm
drinking Woody's, watching porn. Is it slush puppy?
Are they slushies or is that something different?
Slushies, yeah, slushies.
Yeah, it's
slushies.
A brand of
fucking
slushies.
Dill.
What's Dill done?
You have cooked it, son.
What has he done?
He's just...
The coleslaw's on the ground.
He just upside down these coleslaw onto our carpet.
It's so annoying.
Pick it up with Uranus.
What does that mean?
I don't think that's biologically possible.
Look it up. Just write.
No, what is it?
It's a line from a movie. Pick it. I'll make you pick that up with Uranus. It makes no fucking sense. Yeah. But
it's absolutely
it's Uranus muscle, so it's like
potentially. We're all pretty tired because we've had long days. We've been filming the last few days.
Yeah.
We're also working on our website.
Yeah, it's looking great, mate. I'm blown away.
Chief Web Gronk.
Yeah.
Blage has been helping us. And so in a few days' time, the dailytalkshow.com will have guest pages. You'll be able to...
Oh, hang on. Are you not eating that coleslaw? Weren't you ever going to eat it?
I might save it.
I've never met a pickier guy. Why? I asked him the other day, do you like this food? He says, sultana's in it.
Oh, really?
I was like,
this is all just, fuck. This has only recently come out.
First, exactly, it's,
yeah.
At first it's tomato. Now it's sultanas.
What else don't you eat?
That's about it.
Okay, I've caught him on these two things.
Eggplant, maybe I'd be hesitant.
No, but you also, when we were filming at the velodrome the other night, there was a moth. And you started to run.
I'm not going to eat a moth.
No, but you ran away from it.
I didn't run away from it. I took a few steps back.
All right, interesting. To be fair. But,
so I mean, as a superior creature, I took a few steps
from the moth.
It's not ideal.
We're a bit tired. Sorry, I'm jumping in. Did you find out where pick it up with the onus is from?
Male gigolo.
Gigolo.
Never heard of it.
Gigolo.
Yeah, gigolo.
That's right. Yeah. I think it's Adam Sandler. Is it an Adam Sandler film?
Nah.
Oh no. Rob Schneider. The guy that's in all of Adam Sandler.
That's right.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, that's right. The male gigolo. He drops something on the carpet and he says something like, "Oh, fucking, you do that again. I'll pick that up with your anus."
Was it big in the stripper community? Like when that movie came out?
It was a funny. I used to watch that. I had it on DVD. It's a fucking funny movie. Mm-hmm. He becomes a gigolo, this sort of like nerdy guy. Mm-hmm. And then, that's where it's like he goes on a date with a woman who has Tourette's and she's yelling at the car. And then a big, big, solid woman and they're stereotyping the black community with, you know, this thing. And then anyway, in this movie, it's probably a lot of these films are probably a lot to like really taboo. Heaps of these old films, right?
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that what I'm saying is it's made a long time ago and this, and he said something, he's like, "Oh, I think I've made a mistake." And she, you say steak.
What did you say? Did
you say steak? Because he said, "I've made a mistake." Did you say steak?
I feel like you know that we've reached rock bottom of tiredness when we are quoting, because you've quoted multiple films.
That, it's that same film. I'm actually it's all coming back to me now.
Okay.
Juice Bigelow, Male Gigolo. That's the film.
Yes. All right. Yes.
Well, let's
I might watch that this weekend.
Let's play a couple. We've had three people.
Yeah.
They're all regretting this now. They're like, how have they gotten this far? But what was that? Just spark.
Yeah,
it's my
notification.
I'm getting a lot of notifications here. But we've got some videos from some Gronk Squad members.
Yeah.
Can you explain why we have videos?
Yeah, well, it was my idea and I'm so proud of it. You know, you have some ideas, then you have, you know, that fail, others. That just win.
Sure.
I don't know if this is one of the ones that's won.
No, I think so.
But Josh was pushing back on it. I asked people to send to hi@thedailytalkshow.com a selfie video of them addressing the Gronk Squad. What's up, Gronk Squad? And then they go into it. And in return, we send them brand new stickers that we've got, our brand new run. We've done about three or four sticker runs. These are our new ones.
Mm-hmm. And so we've received a few yesterday. One the day before, and now we've got a few more. This is Genevieve.
What up, Gronk Squad? I wanted to send a video in to say sorry for saying that your guerrilla marketing was a Gronk move. Put those stickers everywhere, and now I want some free stickers, and I can put them somewhere as well. Probably just at the day management office, but still, it's getting the word out.
She gets them.
Yeah.
I loved her comment too.
Which comment?
The one
on
Instagram. We did a poll whether it's a Gronk move for Josh to be defacing poles around Melbourne with our stickers or it's great guerrilla marketing and she wrote Gronk move. But then she said
in the poll, yes.
And then he addressed her in that and said, you know, I can't believe this or something. And then she wrote, what's more of a Gronk move? Well, what did you say? What's more of a guerrilla marketing move?
You are so tired.
What's more of a guerrilla marketing move? Putting a sticker up or getting a shout out on the Daily Talk Show? So I paid her. Mate, you're the one that didn't understand anything I said yesterday. Remember that?
That was hilarious.
All right, we'll play another one. This is Trev Long.
What's up, Gronk Squad? Coming to live from Sydney. 3D deal, mate. Let me just tell you, this whole Melbourne thing is outrageous, okay? You've seen these bloody rainforests and fern forests and other bullshit. Mate, come and see a real city, okay? Opera House, bridge, beautiful city. This is how it's done. Okay, but boys, I got nothing other than to say I don't really need your stickers, especially your 50-cent ones, but appreciate the show, boys. I've caught up. I feel good about it. And you know, we were talking the other day. I've listened to like three episodes tonight. I've been driving around testing 5G phones, 700 meg speeds. You'll love it, Josh. I was listening to one where you talked about like ending up doing something you love, and people that do what they love kind of work the hardest and work the longest. I've got to say, it's 100% spot on, Tommy, because, mate, I do a lot of jobs. I have a lot of little jobs, I guess, kind of, you know, freelance in that sense. There's nothing that I do that feels like work, and it's the best feeling in the world. When I quit my job 3 or 4 years ago, I've never looked back. It's a very lucky situation. Not everyone can do it, but I feel really good about it. And so if there is something you can do that is your passion and, you know, you can make a living out of it just to pay the bills, you'll never look back. It's the best thing. Anyway, good stuff, boys. See you soon. Come to Sydney, Dill.
I just had an idea. Do you think...
Dill could stay with... Trev in Sydney.
Yeah, do a sleepover.
That would be great.
We've never met Trev in real life.
Matching pajamas, the Daily Talk Show pajamas.
We've never met him in real life. We send 3D Dill up to meet Trev for the first time.
I think it'd be great.
I like that.
If he wants to pay for the flight or anything.
Some sort of sugar daddy situation going on. This is great. No, I appreciate that. I mean, Trev is someone who I've followed for many years. Mm. And the one thing that always stands out is he's doing what he loves.
Yeah.
Which is sick.
You find what you love and you won't work another day in your life, and then you'll work every single day. Was that what we said it was? Who said it? Jerry Seinfeld?
The saying is do what you love every day and you won't work a day in your life, but you'll never actually get a day off either.
Yeah, I like it. Right, who else we got, baby?
Bernard from South Africa.
Oh, you're coming in from Cape Town, baby.
Hey, Gronk Squad. Just want to say hi. Loving the show. Here from Cape Town. Loving the podcast chat from the recent episode. Loving the design chat in all the recent episodes. I'm a little biased. I love the design bits, the business bits. You guys are a real inspiration to start just opening the shop and getting to it every single day. Thanks again. Super excited to see where you guys are headed. I can't wait for Dill's announcement in July. Hopefully it's something big. Hopefully it's not just a small thing that he made up. But good luck, guys, and see some more episodes soon.
Bernard brings up a really significant point.
What, that you've got 3 days and you're making the announcement? Or that it could just be really insignificant?
Really yeah. It could be big or it could be nothing.
Fuck, I think I'm leaning towards insignificant and a big troll.
I think it's
and
the
I'd
safest.
Pay I'd pay it. I was thinking, guys, there's a big announcement that could be overshadowed depending on... Actually, I think it's definitely been overshadowed.
What?
Your announcement. Oh, I mean, your reveal of the book versus... Yeah. Dill's announcement.
He's done an Insta story every night.
He's put in more work in the tease than you have in the fucking doing of writing this book. Fair to say?
He's spent more time doing self-promotion, yeah.
And you know what? It's like which one wins? It's like the person who doesn't have the really, really successful business turns over, you know, they turn over, what, 500 grand a year versus... Mm. The $500 million a year guy that no one knows about. But
well,
this guy over here
making. Pages ad? Is that what you're
this
saying?
This guy over here is making 500 grand, but everybody knows it.
Yeah, sure.
So which game are you playing? Which game have you been playing?
Well, which one have I been playing? Am I over promising?
Is it
under promising and over delivering, or over delivering and under promising?
Yeah.
Probably about 50-50 at the moment. There's probably a bit of both. I think I was over-promising for a bunch of time.
I was thinking on Sunday because, you know, I don't know how much you got. You still got Friday night. You got Saturday.
I still got about 200 pages to do.
Wow. And we've got a shoot on Sunday, which will take up a majority of our day.
I don't think it has to, actually.
Well,
half a day, it finishes, 3 hours.
Yeah, but it finishes at a certain time, okay. So we have to be there for the end. So it's restricted to some good chunk of the day. But what I'm saying, why don't we all come to the office and we do like an up late.
Like a sprint.
Yeah, so we do the final bit. We'll egg you on. We'll get some food.
We could
you
do
just
that.
Cannot stop riding for about 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So we lead up into midnight.
Like 5 p.m. Okay, yeah.
Like I've got a kid and I'm making the sacrifices. Like I'm probably making more of a sacrifice than you have for this book.
No, this book. I mean, what do you think, Mr. 97?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah we'll have a late one in the office.
What
we can all do some work.
Catering be?
I don't know. We can work out the catering, but we could film some stuff. We'll get some. Maybe we could work out if anyone's around Sunday evening that want to pop in. Maybe Bodhi can pop in, say.
So we'll do a live.
Come on, you Gronks.
We'll do live stream. Insta stories.
Yeah, live stream the Insta. You fix it right here. Maybe even take the microphone off. I mean, just get your vibe.
Have you just come up with this idea now?
Literally just come up
with it. You've saved the episode. Can you believe it, guys? No, seriously, if you're listening into your car, were you being like, what the fuck are these guys doing? And then TJ comes out with an absolute cracker of an idea.
Yeah. Well, I think there's buy-in for Amy because she wants to see you do it.
That's good.
Bree, she'll be like, I'll visit. I'll bring hot tea.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate. Bring chocolate. Don't fucking bring anything other than chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll be fun.
Then what time does the shoot finish?
I reckon we'll be done by about 4.
Okay, perfect.
4, maybe 4:30.
So and then this is the risk.
What's the risk?
God. The risk is that you've set, like, when you said that, I was just like, fuck, I don't have to do as much tonight.
No, you're in trouble because remember, you're going to be sprinting. Like this thing's going to get fucking sloppy. The riding is going to be shit.
We're
going to be timing you. Come on. Maybe Craig Harper will make a visit just to give you some motivational talk.
There was, you're making big promises. You've gotten as promise
maybe.
Heavy.
I said maybe, dude.
Craig's listening right now. Thinking absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I'm fucking maybe in Adelaide on Friday running a what the fuck you doing with your life workshop. Pull your head in, Josh.
No, he could probably do a FaceTime or
something. Oh, yeah, he'll FaceTime in. That's great.
No, but
this is great.
I think that sounds great. I'm very, very keen on that.
Yeah, because as much as I want to see you fail, I also, it affects me. To be honest, to be brutally honest.
Yeah. And so if we finish at midnight.
Can you just reframe this? If you don't get this done by Sunday, I don't think we can have Seth Godin back on our show. Like I think we've ruined the relationship.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
We've definitely, because this Gronk fucking
I emailed Seth Godin and said, I'm going to have this book done. Where do you want the charity money to go? In hindsight, it was pretty arrogant.
We've ruined it.
To Seth's credit, he didn't really give me much. He was just like, I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
Which was almost like a little bit like, oh, yeah, Josh.
Yeah.
So anyway, Pete Shepherd, maybe he'll come in.
Yeah, I'd love to
That'd
see
be
Pete.
That'd be great. Okay, perfect. Oh, this will be we'll a fun. Get some... What time do we have to come in on Monday if we're going to stay up till midnight? I need 8 hours. We'll work it out. Anyway,
you won't sleep if you don't finish the book because you'll be so rattled.
But the thing I did yesterday is I went and bought a new pen.
Oh, yeah.
I was having real issues with the fountain pen.
Dude, here's the things. Let's go through a quick checklist before we enter the weekend. Mm-hmm. Number one, you decided to start from scratch when you'd written 20, 30 pages.
Yes.
And I said, dude, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. We're not judging you. Just use the same. Just continue.
Yeah.
So right now, whatever you've written, you'd be that plus your last bit.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It wasn't like I thought it would be annoying if I'd written it all on the fountain pen and then said, I have to start again.
Yeah.
But I've changed. But the interesting thing was I got a blue pen,
yeah,
and then started writing with it.
Yeah,
it's black ink. I've been writing in blue, so that was annoying.
Can we queue up all the excuses he's made into some kind of beautiful montage?
Yeah. Well, so anyway, it's gonna happen. It's all very good.
Do you think? Like, let's go. Like, let's be honest. Like, if someone was wanting to put money on whether you'd finish or not, with our support, with the hours you put in tonight, with the hours you'll put in tomorrow. Coming into Sunday night with a solid 5 hours leading into midnight.
So if I did, say if...
Oh, if we start at 6, even if we go 6 p.m. Sunday night.
Yes.
Six hours, dude. Okay. That's a lot. And I'm saying, no fucking break. Let's feed you some water in from a little pipe.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like you're literally there. You'll be sweating. You'll be...
Because the ergonomics here are quite good.
We'll get you a baby, like a big boy nappy. Yeah, big boy nappy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'd be into that.
Yeah. It's become very radio.
Yeah. But you've gone, although this is what happens when you get tired. You're like, let's fucking, we'll get some Vox Pops. Get a bunch of Vox Pops.
What are you, pineapple on pizza? What do you reckon? Anyway.
Okay, this is great. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm excited too. The hot chicken, Bell's, you're a pussy. It's not that hot once you've, it just rattled me from the, like when you've come from just having a smooth palate. Yeah, neutral palate. And then you just dump that shit in your mouth. It's like, that's when it hits you. But I'm good now.
Yeah, great. And starting on Monday is July 1. July, we're starting 7 days a week.
Mm-mm.
So this was actually the last weekend that we had that we wouldn't be doing a show.
We're doing so much.
But we have a full weekend to come in. That's okay. That's fine.
Fuck. That's a,
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay. Also, actually, one thing would be great. Can we get a megaphone for Sunday?
That'd be great if we can find one.
Yeah.
We can yell at you.
No, I like the idea of a megaphone.
No, we can get a megaphone.
Okay, perfect. Sure. Right. If we get a megaphone and then maybe the microscope, if we get next week, it would be interesting to see on a microscope my the difference between the fountain pen and my new pen, because the new pen is...
And your penis.
He's tired, guys.
I can't tell which one's pitch.
He's tired, guys. Are you okay, Mr. 97?
Yeah.
Between...
No, it's a stupid idea. How about this? If you... now we're just throwing out ideas. I will... If you complete the book...
Tommy will suck his AirPod.
No, you don't have to suck your AirPod. My AirPod. You don't have to do...
Okay, cool.
You don't have to. I'm relieving you of that.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Three to deal. Any last words heading into the weekend before your...
big announcement.
You'll be... big announcement. And I expect a photo every day moving forward. You can't go back from that.
I don't know, anything about, you want to know anything about the announcement?
Oh, just can you give us
a
surely.
No. But if I think about it, no.
No, that's it. That's it. We're done. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Send us your selfie videos. Shout out. What's up, Gronk Squad? And then give us a little message. Maybe it's one for Josh, maybe to encourage
inspiration
for doing the Seth Godin book, which we can put across Sunday. No more. We're done. We'll see you on Monday, guys.
Bye.
Jeez, never been wrapped up that quickly.